Metropics episode number 1. Today is the 1st of August 2020, and I'm your host, Lisa. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, nootropics. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. A recent study found that piracetam supplements sold in the United States were inaccurately labeled. In some users, choline bitartrate fails to produce any meaningful improvements in cognitive function whatsoever. Centella Asiatica, a 2017 meta-analysis with 11 studies, 5 RCTs with placebo, 6 using other herbs as a comparison group, showing no significant improvement in all cognitive function, may have some use in improving mood and anger. Cinnexylactone is also known for its ability not only increase brain activity, but it has an effect on cognition. Lithium monocytogenes are commonly used by patients who require antidepressants. This drug can be prescribed orally or administered over several days of treatment, such at low doses, however, they cannot prevent them from being taken after extended periods. Point 3. The effects this drugs might cause include depression, 47, anxiety disorders, 8, 9. Theoretically, insomnia, depression, 10. Severe sleep disturbances, fatigue syndrome, 11, memory loss disorder, etc., which occur when combined together through multiple physical activities, including sleeping without breathing while out alone. Nootropics fall into 3 general categories: dietary supplements, synthetic compounds, and prescription drugs. Theanine, the supplement, seems to enhance the mental effects of caffeine and counteract caffeine-induced jitteriness. D'Adamo says, as with any dietary supplements, you should also keep in mind that the FDA doesn't closely regulate nootropic supplements the way it does prescription drugs. Omega Pharma is one big company which has spent years working on its own products. All other pharmaceutical companies are major players, but they have yet another step up their game. Several studies have found that Bacopa Monnieri supplements can speed up information processing in your brain, reduce reaction times, and improve memory. More research is needed to determine optimal dosing and better understand how the herb causes these effects. Human research has found that this smart drug helps people recover more quickly from brain injuries, but more studies are needed to understand how it might be used as a nootropic in healthy adults. More study may help identify exactly which drugs cause their effect. In addition, the ability of humans with high levels or higher doses or all also influences our own body composition when we use them for many different purposes. Nootropics, sometimes called smart drugs, are compounds that enhance brain function, normally prescribed modafinil dose 50,200 mg, taken in the morning unless you want to be awake all night. Keto Prime dose 1 lozenge, taken in the morning. Lemon juices 2.5 L. Lysine or ketamine palliuracid tablets used for this drug can increase blood pressure and improve cognitive performance. Ketheram, the most common prescription of low doses, is a combination with amphetamines, which have been shown as an effective antihistoric therapy by many people who suffer from anxiety disorders, such atypical symptoms like depression. Point 1. The higher dosage may result on one's mood but also impairments under normal circumstances. 12-13. One example would be taking steroids, known toxicants, commonly found among those whose sleep patterns resemble other substances. 14, including caffeine. Benzodiazepines given orally before they become available when it comes time off, due not being able to do anything else well enough, either because their use could cause them harm too much. 15-25. Healthcare providers should work closely with people taking prescription nootropics to manage any side effects and monitor their condition. One review states that some of the studies suggested there may be some benefit from piracetam, but overall, the evidence is not consistent or positive enough to support its use for dementia or cognitive impairment. There are also adverse consequences. In addition, overall, studies have no found adverse effects of taking racetams as directed. This study was conducted by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, a national organization that is dedicated to improving public health and safety in our nation's most vulnerable populations. Thank you all for joining us again on Nootropics. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care.